So the next question, Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, brethren, welcome back. We're looking at transitioning from the month of Adar to the month of Nisan. This is year 2021, March the 13th, Saturday. Right. So the question now is, do we keep ourselves holy? Do we make ourselves holy, or does Yah make us holy? We are to keep ourselves holy after Yah has made us holy. Leviticus 20 verse 7 to 8 says, live holy lives. Be holy because Yahweh is holy. Okay, let me read it as it is. Live holy lives. Be holy because I am Yahweh your Elohim. Obey my laws and live by them. I am Yahweh who sets you apart as holy. So that means that Yah picked us out of the crowd and separated us to himself. Leviticus 20:26 says, be my holy people because I, Yahweh, am holy. I have separated you from other people to be my very own. Also, Leviticus 18:30 says, so you must follow my instructions. Don't live by the standards of the people who live there before you. So he's talking to them about the Canaanites and other people, the Jebusites, the Hittites, you know, the people that took over the land of Israel while they were in Egypt. He's trying to say to them not to copy their ways and not to adopt anything that they have. So let's start again. Leviticus 18:30. So you must follow my instructions. Don't live by the standards of the people who live there before you. What they do is disgusting. Never become unclean that way. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. So he also explains here how he wants us to be holy, how to remain holy before him. And one of the things he expects us to do is to, you know, is not to do worldly things, which is what those people were doing and are still doing. We are required to separate ourselves from the world, for we are no longer of the world. We are not to go back into it. Hallelujah. Now it's time to blow the shofar horn of the new moon. No. On second thought, we're not going to do that because we're not entering the month of Adar. So I'm so sorry. I'm going to stop there for now. We're going to study about the month of Adar, because I was just talking about the new moon before, but now I need to delve into the month of Adar. Shalom.